This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Who
Thank you so
that?
Much for listening. Harry Styles.
That young man is very talented.
So good. Oh my God. Who'd ever thunk I'd be a huge fan of a One Direction guy? Not
I. Really like the aw honey part. It just works for me.
It's great. You know, if you ever want to go down a rabbit hole, Vin, and I know how you love to watch music stuff, I wound up watching 3 hours of live performances on like different shows. They do this BBC show all the time. He's absolutely fantastic, and the band is so good.
Wow.
Just all I right. know. Like, I never would have thought it, but he's just, I like his style. I like it. I like everything about him. Mm-hmm. Blah,
well,
blah,
and he's
blah.
Best friends with Stevie Nicks, so.
Oh, I have heard that. Yeah, that's crazy. Okay, what's happening in the news?
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Ooh. All Natural Stone and Tile showrooms are open by appointment. They can help you with your home project. Their staff of experts are there for you. Right now, you can make an appointment, you go in, they have so much great stuff to choose from. You can follow them on Instagram, that's one way to see everything, or make an appointment at one of their four Bay Area locations. They're in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose, and
Dublin.
And online at allnaturalstone.com. All right, here's what's happening. So the weather today should be really, really nice. And the Dodgers beat the Rays in game one of the World Series. And they play again, I believe, tonight. So game two tonight. And then, of course, Big Brother, everybody.
I know.
The saga is almost over.
It is. A week from tomorrow will probably be the last time we talk about it until the next time they do it.
My first story is for
Shut up, Bryn.
Sarah.
I'm ready.
An erotic romance novel where a scientist falls in love with and gets it on with the coronavirus has gone viral.
Okay.
It's called Kissing the Coronavirus. And in it, an evil scientist catches the virus and it turns him into a human version of the virus that the main character can now do.
I see.
The writing is sexy.
Mm-hmm. So it's graphic.
Yes. I can't read the piece they've given me.
Why
as
not?
An
Just
example.
go like blah, 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 in place of any dirty words. Let's hear it.
Alexa felt a rush of excitement every time she picked up the corona sample. Like a pulsating, erect. Blah, 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 desperate to unleash its devastation on anyone who touched it.
Mm. That's it?
There's more, but I don't know that I don't feel comfortable with the replacements. I think they're still, it's far too easy to figure out.
That was great.
I don't think so. I had no idea what you're talking about. A
All
throbbing
right.
virus. That's ridiculous.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
37-year-old guy named Bradley Young went into a Walmart in Florida on Sunday and took about $1,000 worth of items to the self-checkout. including a scooter, a navigation system, and batteries.
Wow, that's a lot.
He didn't have nearly that much money, though. Mm. His plan was to fist a Kool-Aid packet, and every time he would run the box or, you know, item past the booper, he'd actually boop it with the Kool-Aid pack. So, for example, he's got a scooter. Oh. He takes the box. He goes boop and puts it in his cart. Really, he just spent 24 cents on Kool-Aid. And then he takes the NAVDA box.
So it looks like he's scanning the item.
Right.
And the person who's sort of watching. Right.
Appropriately, mm-hmm. But what he really did was ring up $25 worth of 24-cent charges.
Wow.
And security, of course, they watched this giant order go through, and then they recognized him from shoplifting in the store just months ago.
His own notoriety was the downfall.
Right, so the security guard was like, I know that guy. He's a thief. I've seen him in here before. I'm calling the cops now. So as he was exiting the store, he was caught. And, of course, his receipt was for $25, and he had $1,000 worth of stuffs.
That can be a problem.
Busted, buddy.
I've often wondered if they can, if there's someone sitting in the office somewhere who can see exactly what's getting scanned as someone scanning stuff in. Like, why couldn't that computer be?
I don't even think it's in the office. I think they can see it right there at the bookend or the end of the registers. There's one person usually sort of lurking.
Yeah.
And that person can help you when your thing goes off and the light goes on and you're like, hey, this thing is frozen.
This self-checkout sucks.
That person, I believe, is watching everybody's stuffs as you check. They're seeing that you missed that or double did that or whatever. Right. This is interesting.
Okay.
A 36-year-old woman from Canada who's only been identified as Nicole back in 2005 when she was in her 20s. She went to the ancient city of Pompeii.
Oh, wow.
And stole two small ceramic tiles.
Oh, she took things from Pompeii.
Yes.
She's touring the ruins they've scraped out with the people frozen in ash or whatever.
And stole two small ceramic tiles that she's now returned by mailing them to a travel agent in southern Italy, because she says, these things cursed me. I'm 36 and I had breast cancer twice. My family and I also have had financial problems. We're good people and I don't want to pass this curse on to my family or children. Please take these tiles back. They're bad luck.
Oh.
She's not a good person. They don't think they're going to track Nicole down and charge her with anything.
I can't believe what a good person I am.
Jesus Christ.
Where's my Maria Athens?
Nothing new on that front either.
No, that is too bad. So you're saying she's chalking up all the bad luck she's had in her life to these two tiles. You know, actually, it's probably true. You know, you don't steal stuff from a place where thousands of people died.
I do believe that you need to live your life in a way that you can sleep at night. And there's no question that if you are sweating these two things you took,
send them back.
What's the point, man? I mean, maybe it's not bad luck from those, but clearly you
but
feel
what
like
if it is.
You feel guilty enough that you should just send them back.
I can't believe I'm such a good person.
You heard it here first. A new survey asked people to name the things they're only comfortable doing when they're alone with their dogs. And here are the top five. Talking to their dog, like full-on talking. That is the number one thing. They talk like having a full-on conversation with their dog.
You know, that is a pet thing in general, is that, you know, it's, you know, like, oh, what a good boy, you know, that kind of thing. But when you're alone and it's just you and a cat, you and a dog, you're fully telling them stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and it's helpful.
My mom lives with a dog. That's her roommate.
Shadow.
I bet you anything she talks to that dog all day, every day.
Why wouldn't you? And
There's no reason not to.
The dog is like, this Sandy, she is fascinating. I'm just going to stare. What will she say next? This is amazing.
Yep.
They're so happy exactly to be right. talked to. Dogs love it.
Yep. Using baby talk with their dog. These are things people say they're
who's
only comfortable doggy? Doing.
Who's your good
when
boy?
Alone.
Who's I love you so much? Oh, you want to scratch it on your belly? Huh? Who's what you want? Huh? What's hide?
People have phones filled with dog selfies.
Well, those are dog pictures. Dogs can't take their own photos.
No, I mean with you and your dog. You get in the
picture
with
your dog and a selfie. Sure. Right. Got it. Now I understand.
Calling their dog a funny nickname and sharing a meal with their dog. So I guess you prepare their meal and then your meal. And
we all eat together. Yeah.
My lab ate in under 13 seconds. So
right. Well, you're a fast eater,
and
too.
And I'm a fast eater.
Yeah.
But not
you'd
that
still be
fast.
Chewing the first bite, and the dog would be like, oh, cross some of yours. You're going to eat all yep. that, huh? Ding dong.
And the staring begins.
The staring with the occasional like adjustment, like the.
Right.
Oh, it
looks like you've had a dog or two.
I have. And then when you look down at the dog, he's like, the tail goes, but they're holding perfectly still. Like,
right.
Is she going to, is this going to. Oh, she's
is food about to drop for me?
Yeah.
Come on.
I will stare at you and I will stare some more.
Yeah, that was my Willa. Yeah. Hey, if you want to be your skinniest.
Here we go.
Weigh yourself on Friday morning.
Oh. Oh.
Your weight can fluctuate as much as 5 pounds throughout the day.
Yeah.
Which is for sure. I mean, water alone will add a couple pounds to whatever you weighed.
That's what I keep telling myself. That has to be water weight.
So water is heavy. And then, of course, salt, carbs, whatever you've eaten will
I'm wearing
also
very heavy
add
clothes. My shoes are super heavy. This hair, so heavy. Bra, that's got to be 3 pounds.
You haven't worn a bra in almost a year.
7 months.
You
I did.
Cut off
I,
all
I
your
actually
hair
recently.
Too.
Oh yeah, that's right. You guys, you, stop it! You're poking holes in my theory for why I weigh so much. I must have a bra in here somewhere. These underpants, 4 pound underpants. Come on.
Your lowest weight is on Friday morning. Your heaviest is on Sunday night. So if you're looking to get that weight, the weigh in where you can say you can claim that number all week, you want to do it Friday morning.
That is, it actually makes a lot of sense, Vin, because it is true. We're much more disciplined as the week goes on. First thing in the morning, right after you pee, that's when you weigh yourself on any given day. I would never get on a scale after I've been awake for a while and eating, dressed. You want to be naked right after you pee, first thing in the morning. And I agree, Friday is, Friday's a product of the rest of the week, right? So then by Sunday night, you've really thrown that all out the window. And I would never weigh myself on a Sunday night, not in a million years.
Mm. I do it in the morning almost every day, and that's my time.
Monday through Friday, I weigh myself. On the weekends, I've been like, why do I want to torture myself with that?
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts.
Fast facts. Fast.
Vincent?
Kleenex tissues were originally invented in 1924 as a way to remove makeup, but so many people wrote the company and said, I'm using these as disposable handkerchiefs. And suddenly they went, and all the marketing shifted to disposable handkerchiefs by 1930.
Isn't that so funny? Like, handkerchiefs were really a thing. Even my dad, I think my dad still carries a hanky with him. And they're
you
bogus.
Were carrying one for years then.
Well, I like it because then I don't have paper coming apart. And the only reason I knew about it is because of my daddy. But that thing would be stiff and bogus. And then, like, something would happen to you when you were a little kid, and you'd have some dirt on you, and your dad would pull out his gross, stiff hanky from his pocket and, like, lick it and get the dirt off. Dude, oh, Jesus.
Bogging me out.
Well, you know it's true. Did your dad not carry hankies?
No, my dad did. He suffered from hay fever, so he always had those, too.
You got to be wiping your nose.
Yep.
Ugh.
You can send a coconut, a potato, a sombrero, a brick, an inflated beach ball, a frisbee, or pillow through the U.S. Postal Service without a box. You just have to put enough postage on it and an address label, and that thing will get to its destination.
I have heard that if you just put an address on it and the right postage, you can mail anything. That's kind of incredible, isn't it?
Women.
Like, imagine that if you got a brick in the like, thanks.
No thanks. I don't want that. Women,
yes,
blink more often than men. Women blink an average of 19 times per minute. Men, 11 times.
I wonder
weird,
why that
right?
is. Yeah. Is it because we know we look so pretty when we blink our eyes?
I thought blinking was a sign you're lying.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, well, we are liars too. Oh, mostly Nicole, but I have been known to lie occasionally. Shut up, Nicole. Don't deny it. More lying? Oh, okay. Let's hear it.
I lived next to a Shakey's pizza for most of my youth, so I have to do this one. I know most of you are going to go, Shakey's? What the hell is that?
What is Shakey's?
Shakey's is a pizza place. They used to have the open buffet, so you could, you know, go there.
And... Oh, you might have told me about that. I feel like I've heard of Shakey's. Yeah,
we went to Shakey's usually just to play the video games, but Shakey's Pizza was nearby. Shakey's was founded by a guy named Sherwood Johnson. His nickname was Shaky because he got malaria during World War II.
Oh, my God.
Which left him with nerve damage that made him shake.
Oh, boy.
It seems super wrong, doesn't it?
Well, sometimes you just got to own the thing you're afflicted with. Like, you know, people are either going to go, geez, that guy's really shaky. Or you just say, call me Shaky. I'm Shaky.
Yikes, man.
Well, you know, you just got to own it sometimes. I suppose that made him feel like, okay, it's no surprise that you don't have to pretend you don't notice that I shake. It's in the name. Shakey's Pizza, though, it doesn't look bad. It looks, you know.
It wasn't good.
Really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it
wasn't
good.
Well, I mean, is there such a thing as bad pizza?
It may have changed a lot, but it wasn't. You didn't go there for the food. Shakey's.
Well, I should probably try it before I pass judgment.
Okay, you do that.
Yeah.
A mulligan became a do-over in golf because a guy named David Mulligan in Canada in the 1920s did exactly that. He hit a bad shot and he decided to try it over again, and his friends started calling that move a mulligan.
Oh.
And now we have the mulligan as one of the, some people will say you get, you know, one per nine. Some will say you get one per 18, but mulligan is widely known.
That is, it is a widely known term, and that is, it's pretty funny. Like, we, you know, maybe when people say, hey, I'm going to go get a Coke, and then they just leave, we call that pulling a Vinny. Like, maybe that's
true.
Maybe people are using that, and that's going to become widely known. Oh, where's Jim? Well, oh, he pulled a Vinny.
Right.
Yeah, and now they'll know, they'll be like, oh, is that where that comes from? I see. Bye, Vinny.
Scram.
Scram.
Friends.
Here's a word you don't hear every day.
Friends is the most popular show that people in other countries watch to help themselves learn English.
Oh, all right.
Number two is The Simpsons.
Oh.
Oh, oh boy. That is, those are, neither of those are, Which one do you think is a better, like, well, The Simpsons, never mind. It's got to be Friends. Friends, at least
they're
those people seem.
They're both good shows. They're
yeah,
good
Yeah, but they're
watch.
Not great indicators of what's going on here.
No, you're right.
Neither one of them.
Right.
Like, people will think that there's actual spacious apartments in New York City in one of them. And the other one, they're like, oh, we all live with toxic sludge. Like, I don't know. Both bad. Find something else. How about The West Wing? Watch that. Make that the thing you learn English from.
Okay.
Or something. I don't know.
I'm out of time, but our text number is 800-400-3697. I'll read your contributions to our show on the other side of these on Alice.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.